This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin in Washington, D.C.
You don't have a heart.
Yeah, man, clearly, you don't have a heart. Pussies,
you work
bro.
For the same institution that doesn't even support us.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators at George Washington University, some being arrested this morning as police clear out a tent encampment, hours after dozens of protesters marched to University President Ellen Granberg's home. The protesters heard there on WJLA-TV in Washington. Meanwhile,
on Tuesday, a senior U.S. administration official said the U.S. had paused a shipment of bombs to Israel last week over concerns that Israel was approaching a decision on launching a full-scale assault on Rafah. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
Yesterday, Israeli tanks took control of the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt. Now to that dangerous weather here at home. Tornadoes in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. One town in Oklahoma hit particularly hard.
For the second time in 5 weeks, a tornado ripped through the small town of Barnesdale. In Bartlesville, Oklahoma, Jonathan Ebel was with a group of people trying to find their way down the hallway of a Hampton Inn.
Anybody all right? Anybody here?
When they got outside, they were met with debris and twisted metal.
What a mess.
The powerful storms come amid a wild swing in severe weather across the globe that includes some of the worst ever flooding in Brazil and a brutal Asian heat wave. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukraine says Russia has launched a massive attack on energy facilities across Ukraine, targeting 7 regions with missiles and drones. A ship carrying the Olympic torch from Greece has arrived in France, host of the Summer Olympics. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch's new book is called Overruled, The Human Toll of Too Much Law. It comes out in August. This is AP News. Ukraine's counterintelligence says Russia is trying to kill Ukraine's President Zelensky.
Ukraine says it's foiled a Russian plot to assassinate President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top military and political figures. Ukraine's State Security Service says 2 colonels in the State Guard of Ukraine, which protects top officials, have been detained on suspicion of enacting the plan drawn up by Russia's Federal Security Service. They say it called for an attack before Russian President Vladimir Putin's inauguration for a 5th term. Ukraine claims Russia's efforts to kill Zelensky are not new. In 2022, Zelensky himself said there had been at least 10 attempts to assassinate him. I'm Ben Thomas.
Kenya is declaring today a public holiday to mourn the 238 people who have died due to the flooding there. They'll have national tree planting activities today, they say, to help mitigate the effects of climate change. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.